O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to The Commission by Carter Frodge, David Blake Nesmith, Logan Kane, Madison Kane Johnson, and Taylor Kane Matz. The words of the Great Commission receive a modern translation here. Layered harmonies sung by the Kane siblings bring richness and depth to this charge from Jesus. The acoustic band reaches a soaring climax with cello, keyboard, guitar picking, and a backing choir.
See my hands and look at my feet. It's okay if it's hard to believe. I have faith that you will do greater things. It's my time to go, but before I leave, there's much to do here before you leave. So go tell the world about me. I was dead, but now I live. I've gotta go now for a little while, but goodbye is not the
Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. The 11 disciples traveled to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but some doubted. Jesus came near and said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age."
Our passage records the end of Jesus' earthly ministry and the beginning of his ministry through the church. Jesus brings us into his kingdom to send us out as ambassadors of his kingdom. Now, the disciples, we're told, met Jesus and worshiped. He accepts their homage, taking his place with his Father as the object of worship and the disciples' commitment. Yes, they worshiped, but some doubted. Initially, there was hesitation and indecision. Literally, they froze. And the recording of their doubt can help us when we doubt. See, if the Gospels were fabricated, they would have edited out this kind of indecisiveness and resistance. But this account is shot through with realism, and it tells us that despite our insecurities, the Lord works. Jesus says, "Therefore, because my heavenly Father has given me all authority on heaven and earth, go and make disciples." Literally, as you're going, make disciples. That is, followers, apprentices, worshipers, students. Go and make disciples of all nations, of all people groups. So we're to go across geography and genealogy, as Jesus' universal lordship now demands a universal mission. We are called to reach the next generations with the love and the truth of Jesus. And so we teach children in our homes, at church, perhaps in a neighborhood Bible study. We teach others to obey all that Jesus commanded. Now, Jesus commissions us to share the good news, baptizing people into a relationship with Him. And this is what we do together as a church. Baptism signifies that we belong to Him and are united to Him. It is how the triune God names and claims and marks us. It is the seal of His ownership and the symbol of His cleansing mercies. And so to know Him is to do what He says. To make disciples, we must also live like disciples, learning to practice the way of Jesus that we commend to others, learning to align ourselves with His will. We also see in the passage that Jesus is present with His followers as they carry out their mission. Matthew ends with Jesus' assurance, "I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." This ties together the very beginning of Matthew, where we're told that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And now the risen Lord confirms, "I am with you. I am God with you." And so as we go out and share Him with others, we are assured that we are not alone. John Calvin said the apostles would have never been persuaded to undertake such a difficulty unless they knew that their champion sat in heaven. And our champion uses seemingly small efforts to bring people into His kingdom, to train people up into His kingdom. And to say that He's with you means that He's working through you. And so I encourage you to pray, "Lord Jesus, help me, help your church to carry out the Great Commission and to remember that you are with us always."
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, keep your household, the church, continually in your true religion, that we who trust in the hope of your heavenly grace may always be defended by your mighty power, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.